All right. Okay. We are recording this session. Yesterday, we covered quite a lot of stuff. I'm not, obviously, I'm not going to go back to recap on that because everything is in the recording. Because I always think about you guys, you have to listen to these after, after the live session. So if I can keep them a bit short, even better. So I'll just go straight into today's one and tell you what I would like you guys to do after today's session. Right. So today, in fact, there's one thing I couldn't cover yesterday. So I figured I'll just make it today's lesson because people, there are so many of these of the lessons that I could be teaching you guys. There are so many of the lessons that I could be teaching you guys when it comes to this topic of cash injection into businesses. There are way more than what I can cover in the 21 days. Because if you, I don't know if I ever told you the story, how this whole thing started was back in 2007 when I was really frustrated, losing my mind, because we needed immediate cash flow, like immediately. And my mentor gave me this list of 17 ideas, which at first I didn't appreciate because I was like, I want money. I don't want, don't tell me what things I can be doing because I need money today, you know. But then after I got over that, because you'd realize that you're not gonna die, whether you get that money or you don't get it. Time passes and things kind of work themselves out. Then that's when I started looking at these. I was like, jeepers, these are great. I started implementing every one of those 17 ideas. And then I was like, jeepers, I wonder if I could find more of my own. And between 2007 and 2009, I had tested about 40 of these. By 2009, I had tested about 40 of these. Now, from that time to now, because I don't think I've ever mentioned this, is that I've tested over 100 of these. So as I'm teaching you guys, for the most part, I'm selecting these randomly to some degree, but I do check, what I think people can implement, what could be easy. And I also want things that are accessible to everybody because, people are at different stages of their business life. So I want things that are not too high level for some people that they may not be able to implement because their businesses are too small. So I'm selecting out of this 100 plus of these. So what would be helpful for me would be to understand what are some of the issues that you guys are dealing with, because you guys are in this program, especially because you are live. Because you are live, the best I can do, or the least I can do, is to really, kind of prioritize you, by sharing things that are kind of relevant to your situations, to an extent. It may not be 100% fit, but to an extent. So that's just the side of, of cash injection. What else, though, have I done this morning? Which is what reminded me of what I'm about to say. This morning, one of my clients is in the process of acquiring a business, which is one of my favorite things. I love growing businesses through acquisitions. In the acquisition space, I've also tested more than 100 different ways to fund acquisitions. So, if ever, if you are trying to buy a business right now, well, I've got tools. Okay, I've got tools. I've got ways. I've got more than 100 ways to fund businesses. Guess what? Without banks. And then another, of course, area of great passion for me is helping people grow their businesses. Because sometimes my clients don't want to buy and they don't want to sell. They just want growth. They're like, see, I can see that. I know that this business could be making a couple of million rand extra in turnover. What can we do? I've got over 30, ways to inject millions in the form of revenue in companies, which is what I kind of do most of the time. Most of the clients I work with are people who just want to grow their companies. So there's so much crossover in these areas. So there's a lot basically where what we are doing here is actually a tip of the iceberg, but I really want this, like I said to you yesterday, I want this to be the best 1,000 rand investment you guys ever made. So today I'm just going to talk about one thing. I'm not going to overload you with a lot of ideas. I'm going to just talk about one idea, which is huge, which can be implemented in a million different ways with a million different kind of partners, if I may call it that. And then after that, I'll talk about what I'd like you to do over the weekend. So here's what I'd like to talk about today. I'd like to share with you a strategy that we used with my first company around 2007, 2008, which I've gone on to use, which I still use, by the way, to this very day. And the strategy was partnering with a radio station for advertising. Because what happens is that when your company is too small, I mean, let's practicalize this. Let's look at your business right now. What if there could be a way for you to get some kind of media exposure, either on a show that has a listenership of your target audience, or a show that has a listenership of potential business associates, either people who have got the system, the tools that you need. Let's say the type of business that you run, you need to buy things from suppliers or rent things from suppliers. Let's just say you be on a show and be profiled on a show where those types of people are listening. What could that do for you? Of course, there are many ways, even if they were not listening live, that you could leverage just the clip from that radio interview. But I'm not going to talk about that aspect of it today. What I want to talk about today is how we actually leveraged radio exposure, which actually made us a lot of money as a small business, by offering our services in exchange for being given an opportunity to advertise on radio. So we were in Cape Town, and there's a radio station. I don't know if they're still, yeah, I think they are. It's called Heart 104.9 or something. We wanted to have our company running ads on their station. So what we did was that we looked at we did an audit of our expertise as a company. And one of the things that we were good at, that I'm good at, still very good at, is helping people close sales deals. Because if you think about radio stations, how they make money is through advertising. And what they needed was to sell more advertising. So what I proposed to them was that in exchange for advertising, can I help them get more clients? And I'll bring it to you. Can I help them get more clients? And they were like, how could you do that? I said, well, there are many ways I can do that. I can bring you clients and connect you guys with clients, because I knew that I could actually, you know, I could help them because I had a database of potential clients for them. But even more than that, I could actually train their people to close deals a lot easier than the way they were doing it. And they wouldn't pay me for that training. But in exchange for that payment, I wanted to be given X amount of advertising. Why? Because if I'm advertising on radio, the idea was that if I'm getting this exposure, we will be able to convert that exposure into new business for our company, new positioning, strong positioning. Because a small business, when you're featured in the media, you can leverage that. Not only does it allow, give you an opportunity to attract new clients, but what it does, it's something that says a lot about you. It's great for positioning, and you could actually use that in all your profiles everywhere, so that when people see you and compare you to your competitors, they see you, they perceive you to be bigger and better than other people who do what you do. Now, am I saying you guys must partner with radio stations? No, that's not the idea that I'm bringing forward today. But the idea I'm bringing forward today is this. You guys have expertise that may have everything to do with your business currently, but you also have expertise that have absolutely nothing to do with your current business. Expertise that come from everything else that you've done in your life, everything else that you are just great at, you know, that you are just good at. Even things that don't necessarily require you to actively do, basically to actively offer a service or do something yourself. It could just be things that are advisory. You know, you've got all of these expertise, you've got all of these skills. Sometimes people come to you for advice on something. You're not even charging them for that. Now, I wonder, as you were doing yesterday, because yesterday you came up with your target number, if I'm saying that in inverted commas, number that you would really like to resolve through some of these ideas. And then I said to you, from that number, what things can you eliminate there in the sense that you can get without outlaying capital? Now, what I'm proposing today is that I want you to do an audit of all the things you are taking for granted that you already have that are skilled. Some of you are very good when it comes to accounting, for instance. I know that some people in this program who may not necessarily be on the line right now are very good with accounting. And there's so many businesses, including businesses that have services that you need, that have got products and tools that you need, that are struggling in that area, that are already spending money in that area. What if in exchange for what you want, you can offer to assist them in that area? I'm using accounting as just one example. But a lot of us, we've got expertise in so many areas that we can, without taking money out of our pocket, we can do those things naturally and get a lot of result from those things. Let me give you another example of how I used this, what I'm sharing with you guys, because I think that's why I wanted to do this live, because I wanted to have time to show you that these are not just ideas. These are things I do. These are things I've been doing and they work. So last year, I reached out to NetBank and I say to them, hey guys, the person, I knew the person at NetBank. He was heading, he was a regional manager for merchant clients, meaning people who are business owners, to be more specific, or businesses that have got merchant accounts with the bank. I said to him, look, I've got something here that I think can benefit your clients. And I want you guys to listen to me carefully. I've got something here that could benefit your clients. And he was like, what's that? And I was like, one of the things we've been doing very well in my company is that we've come up with a system of targeting and converting and closing deals with premium clients. What are premium clients? Premium clients are clients that have more money than your average kind of client. Let's just say you could call them a bit wealthier than ordinary clients. These are the types of clients that during a recession like this, they still have money. Let me put it that way. They are the least affected by times like this because they've got big, deeper pockets. And they are the last ones to be affected because they are always cushioned by their deeper pockets. So I said to the bank, I think, would you guys like me to teach what we are doing to your clients? Why would the bank want to do that? Because the bank wants to add value to its clients. You know, the bank is always thinking, how can we add more value to our clients? So I said to them, I can do this for you guys. And then of course, for what's an exchange? And fortunately at that time, because I've had such a long relationship with them, they didn't think it was suspicious when I said nothing. I said, actually, I don't want anything in return. I just thought, you know, Maybe we could do something else later on. But for now, I'd love to just give to you guys. I've got other ideas for the future. For now, I just want to do this one thing and just add a ton of value to you, to your clients on your behalf. And then we can talk about what we can do. But you don't have to do anything. As it happened there in Cape Town, I'm in Joburg. So I said, the only thing I'd like is just cover my flights and accommodation in Cape Town. And then we can just take it from there. Oh, they were like, gee, we'd be happy to do that. You know, we've got other ideas too. So it was a nice way to kind of rekindle that relationship. But what was in it for me, if I may just openly, you know, break it down for you, because I'm teaching you guys this stuff. What I knew was that I wanted the bank to fill the room with about 100 of these merchant clients. And it was a business breakfast. So the bank would provide breakfast. I would bring and over deliver on value by teaching them some of these strategies. And I knew that when I finished teaching after like an hour or 90 minutes, I can offer to assist those guys by saying, hey guys, if you would like me to help you kind of implement this in your business, just, you know, reach out to me. Here are my details. Oh, and on top of that, I've got other stuff that I'd like to give to you. I've got other stuff I'd like to give to you if you go to this website. So I wanted to kind of get leads from that room. And that's exactly what happened. After that event, I forgot to mention, the bank bought books from me. So they also gave books to these guys and I signed those books. By the way, that was a big thing as well, because now I'll be in their homes. They'll have my physical copy of my book in their house, which means I'll be there every day. They'll see me, provided they don't hide the book somewhere. But if I'm in the bookshelf or in the office, my book will be somewhere. They'll always see me, so they'll never forget me. So anyway, what happened was that after that, those clients reached out. I walked away with appointments being scheduled with some of them. A week later, we had done a few hundred thousand rand of business with those clients, all because I took what I already had, which was not costing me anything, and I offered it to the bank. And I, at the time, I honestly didn't see the need to tell them what I needed, because I didn't need anything directly from them, you know. And then in return, I ended up getting these clients, which were worth a couple of hundred thousand right out of the gate to our business. Now, the question then for you is this: when we started on day one, Mongeze did something similar in that he looked around his office. He saw that he had this monitor that he was not using. He just sold that. But the truth is that it's not just about monitors and other things that we have. It's also our own expertise. There's so much that you can get in exchange for your knowledge. And I'm not saying here, in case you're wondering, I'm not saying you must say to people, I'll do your accounting for a year. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you must offer yourself, you know, that you're going to do this forever for them. No, it could be a once-off thing. You could say, guys, I'll spend an hour or two with your team and I'll just teach you the shortcuts to do X, Y, and Z. That's it. In exchange for that, this is what I would like. Just make sure it's fair value. It's almost like value for value, if that makes sense. What you are asking from them at least must match the value that you give them. But I'm not saying you must work for free or anything of the sort, but you already have these expertise that you probably are giving advice on a number of things and you're not even getting paid. And yet you're stressed because you still have to pay for so many other things, you know, that you could have exchanged, because they are already paying for those, for the things, you know, somewhere else. What if you save them money in exchange for them allowing you not to pay for what they give you? Just make sure it's fair value. I hope I've explained this. But even if I haven't, we've got time. So here's what I'd like you guys to do. This weekend, I don't want us to have a session. I think you guys have a lot on your plates. So this weekend, what I'd like you to do though is that I want you to go through the material for this week and make some notes. Each of the ideas I've shared with you, I just want you to think, to brainstorm by yourself as to how can I implement this? You know, that would be the one thing. Because I think for me, because there's so much I could share, a big part of what we all get out of this is going to depend on the exchange of energy. The more questions I get from you, the more you're going to pull a lot out of me as well. But of course, I'm not saying it's only dependent on you. I'll always bring my A game every day. But I'm saying I could do even more when I've got insights as to what's happening with you. So I need to review everything we've done this week. So use this weekend as a catch-up kind of weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. Please try to catch up on everything we covered this week and just brainstorm, no pressure. Just brainstorm how you can use each of these. And then most importantly, I want you to write down any questions that come out or that come up as you go through this material. And all I expect from you from that, just email me those questions. Just email me those questions. So you don't have to email me anything else other than just the questions that come up, because then I can expand on some of those things next week on top of the lessons that I'll be sharing with you guys next week. Let me recap. I want you guys to use this weekend as a catch-up weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. We're not going to have any live sessions. Two, brainstorm how you can use each of these ideas for your business and for your specific situation. Any questions that come up that are specific to the chat, to the things that I've covered this week. In fact, even if they're not specific to the things I've covered this week, even if they're just specific questions that relate to your situation that you're trying to resolve right now, send those through, because then I'll have time to review those questions, to prepare in advance, and then come up with some suggestions during next week's sessions. That's it, guys. I think I'm gonna leave it here for today. It's Friday. I also don't want to overload you, as I said. Hey, Laura, I just caught a glimpse of your message here that you had a stroke in Feb. Sometimes it affects. I see. Gee, Laura, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let's talk next week. Let's talk next week. I really hope you get better. And I'm sure you will. Wish you speedy recovery, you know, hope you regain your energy. And I look forward to connecting with you. I think there are quite a lot of synergies in what I've done over the years and what you are also doing on your side. It'll be interesting to put our heads together. I wish you guys all the best. Allow yourselves, you know, not to overstress, you know, with everything that's going on. I know when it's in front of you, it feels like, oh, gee, it feels like the end of the world. But it will pass. Let's do the best we can with what we have. There are things that are beyond our control. And we can't allow other people's reactions to situations affect us, you know, in a way that completely takes us completely off our center. You know, I know that it sounds like, yeah, well, easier said than done. I know, but we're going to try. Anyway, guys, thank you very much and have a great weekend. I'll touch base with you Monday, same time. I will resend the link. I'll basically extend the link for next week because I only set it up for this week. So no session tomorrow, even though on your calendar, it shows we've got a session at 12:30. We're not going to have a session tomorrow. I want to give you space to just recap. I think there's a lot that we covered, and you also had a lot on your plate. Okay, guys, that's it. Thank you. Take care of yourselves. If you need anything, hit me up on WhatsApp and I'll make time to chat one-on-one with you. Thanks. Bye-bye.